This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As we progress through harvest, we're inching our way towards spring planting, and many seed companies are encouraging farmers to think about seed selections now. Today we'll visit about just one of the brands you can consider planting next year. Todd McRoberts, agronomy manager for Syngenta's NK seed line, says there are several things to think about when choosing which seed you want to plant.
I think as you look at your geography, one of the things that what I really noticed is starting out early this year is extremely wet, and then it just the water shut off. So the challenges with drought here through the summer really tended to separate some of these varieties. So I think as we look at product selection, whether it's corn or soybeans, one of the key things to remember is that as you choose a variety, I think the first thing to do is look at your soil capabilities. You know, if you have good water holding capacity, look at products that can handle that. Maybe population is a factor there, where if you have good water holding capacity, good fertility, you can drive populations there. If your soils are shallow and you tend to be short of water a lot of times, look at managing your population, or look at a product that can flex that ear. Just look at the stress tolerance of those products. And right now what we're seeing across southern Illinois, products like NK 1433, NK 0962, and NK 1284 in corn, these are products that are handling that stress very well from a lack of water standpoint.
So what you mentioned, all great things to keep in mind this fall as farmers are planning for next planting season.
Yeah, and that's the key thing here. Probably one of the things that at the near term, as you look at yield data, try to look at multiple plots that were in geographies this fall. If you were in a geography where you had good water holding capacity, yields were good. That same variety in an area where it was extremely dry and stressed with lack of water, there could be some huge performance swings there. So try to get as much information as you can across different environments for looking at yields from this fall. But also, the things I just talked about earlier, it's more of planning for next year in some of those environments.
So, Todd, obviously farmers are faced with a lot of decisions every day, and especially this fall as they're planning ahead for planting season and considering what hybrids and brands of seed to use on their farms and their acres. So what would you say sets NK apart from other brands that they could choose from?
Well, one of the things I've seen here, and I've talked to a lot of growers and our resellers about, is genetic gain, both in corn and soybeans. As you look at the NK brand, in corn, there's a dramatic shift in what the brand looks like. This brand has changed a lot in the last 5 years, specifically the last 2 years. As you look at genetic gain, 2.5 to 5 bushel per year is not uncommon in a seed company, and that's what we're starting to see in the NK corn brand. As you're seeing that 5 bushel advantage per year in the newer varieties launched, the 1 and 2 and 3 year old products. From a soybean brand standpoint, the large question right now is, what trait platform do I utilize? Is it the Liberty trait platform? Is it Roundup Ready to Extend? Or do I stay with my Roundup Ready to Yield soybeans? One of the things Syngenta has did, or NK, is we maintain a conventional breeding program to look at the true potential of what the isolines are. So from a genetic standpoint, NK is one of the leaders in high-yielding soybeans across a lot of southern Illinois.
Well, that is definitely a bonus and a great thing for farmers to hear, and it will definitely be a good thing to keep in mind when you're considering seed selection, because improving the seed and getting more year after year, I mean, that's how could you not want that, I guess?
Correct. Exactly.
All right. So you mentioned basically how you're different. So new products that you'd like to highlight for farmers to be considering, any specific hybrids that you'd like to tell us about?
Yeah, so in corn, I mentioned 3 earlier, NK0962, NK1284, and NK1433. These are all 1 to 3 year old products, very high yielding, work well across multiple environments. In soybeans, the question for a grower is, what do I look at from a trait platform? And I'll talk about a few varieties here in soybeans. 35K9X is a new extended soybean we launched here. We've had a very strong Roundup Ready to Yield soybean, S39C4s, high yields again this year. Depending on the rotation, depending on the wheat spectrum, growers have a lot of decisions to make on what they utilize for a herbicide program. The Xtend soybeans from NK are extremely high yielding in many different environments. So the K9X would be a very strong variety to look at there. And if they're looking at a variety that possibly in the Roundup Ready yield platform, the 39C4s also still perform extremely well across those environments.
Todd, all great things you've mentioned, and definitely, as I've already said, things for farmers to consider and keep in mind for planting season next spring. If our listeners would like more information about your products, what's the best way for them to find out more?
Yeah, a couple different ways here. If you're surfing the web or you're online, nkseeds.com is a very easy way to do it. Otherwise, we focus on the retailer, the Growmark affiliates in the geographies, Winfield Solutions, Winfield United affiliates. Any retailer, or many retailers carry NK seeds as you look at choosing products. So, you know, talk to the agronomists, talk to your resellers at the local cooperative, and they can help you out.
Todd McRoberts, agronomy manager for Syngenta's NK seed line. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.